This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And another lawmaker conversation today. State Representative Court Boyce joining us this morning. Yesterday, he put out a release regarding his opposition to the Oregon Department of Forestry Habitat Conservation Plan. Wanted to explore that with him. Representative, good morning. Thanks for being on.
Kyle, good day to you, and thanks for having me on today.
So, talk about this yesterday from what you described as an abysmal proposal. Tell us more about it and why you're opposed to it.
It's locking up so much of our 645,000 acres of state forest in the long term, and it's ignoring the tribes and the counties throughout the state in active management, adaptive management, and instead it's becoming, Kyle, in a lot of people's opinion, just forest politics. And when you lock up that much forest and don't manage it, you know what happens. It heads, sooner or later, it just can't be sustained, heads towards fire. And when the people figure out that the citizens of Oregon, that their assets continually go to waste. We have the highest quality, fastest growing trees anywhere in the world, and we're not managing well. The last 40 years has just been, as you know, it started with the spotted owl, and it has locked us out of our forest, and that poor management is just horrible, especially for rural communities.
What went into the work behind this proposal? It sounds like a lengthy time frame from the agency to put this together.
It's kind of the modern system of the computer-driven models that, you know, the active foresters that devoted their lives to Oregon forests, their careers, they've essentially as well been ignored. And so I'm asking the Oregon Department of Forestry for a second opinion to really dive in and get these numbers, these models, the whole computer system that basically says this is how we should take care of our habitat. And it's working the opposite of the way of the people that have, again, devoted their lives to good forest management. And so I want their opinion to be heard.
And if this can goes through and continues on the path that it is right now, you mentioned the potential to lead to a lot of diminished funding on a lot of different levels.
That's the biggest concern we have of many. We have to have timber sales, harvested timber going to our mills. That's how we reforest. That's how we rehab. That's how we keep our roads open. And that's how we fund our firefighting. So if those forests are locked up, as you know, then we don't have that funding. And it reverses the tremendous historical and heritage advantage that Oregon has. And, you know, in my district, between Dillard, Coquille, and Brookings, I have three mills that employ collectively almost 1,600 people. And if we can't get them timber, in fact, we're even importing some lumber nowadays, more plywood than actual lumber. But with, Oregon and Washington have, this is one example, Kyle, have 17 national forests. Oregon has 12 of those. So it just shows you that if we manage well the advantage and the benefits we have to our citizens and the whole funding of our schools and law enforcement, the list is quite long.
Do you feel like this would also contribute to what we've seen is an increased amount of fires and fire danger in these areas?
Well, of course, you recall the last 2 weeks of August in Douglas and Curry County combined, we had 9 fires going. Yeah, for a 2-week period. Again, roads are being closed, trails are being overgrown, and it's not managing well. It's not taking care of our wildlife. It's tremendously hurting our rivers, our fish, wildlife. It's just a shame. And Again, when it's more government, it's more spending. It's 40 years it hasn't worked, and I'm afraid the Oregon Department of Forestry is following the federal forest example. And I'm just encouraging everyone to understand what the stakes are here and how we can benefit it to bring it back, good management, and keeping our mills going and protect our forests.
In your release yesterday, you also noted the founding charter of the Oregon Department of Forestry. Talk about that and your thoughts in regards to this proposal.
Well, they have that responsibility through Oregon law to manage for enhance the quality of the environment, our communities, the whole benefit there. It's for all Oregonians. It's just not for the wildlife. It's just not for the air quality. Is for all combined. And again, if you go back to the old time foresters, Kyle, they feel like they've been left out of the mix here, and there's a half a dozen of them at least that are just beside themselves and saying, why are we continuing to go down these paths that are opposite of the Oregon Department of Forestry's founding charter?
And is there a time frame for this to be put into effect?
Well, it's getting pretty close. They've delayed the public comment period to take on some more and additional public testimony. So I don't know if there's actually now a hard, fast line in terms of taking additional information, but I think the whole department and the board needs to just take a fallback position and hold off on any decision, because this is going to be so long term for a 70-year period, and the impact on our rural communities is just too much to accept.
What have you heard from some of the folks in the timber industry about this proposal?
Well, we had one small. We're losing about a mill a year in Oregon. The Hampton Mill in Banks, it only employed 60 people, but it was a huge part of that little community. And so, yes, the timber industry is looking at this and going, wow, why would we ignore the tribes and the counties that all have very good timber management departments? And we've just learned through the entire forest review that if we don't take the politics out of this, if we don't manage well, then the consequences are more loss to fire, less logs going to the mill. And again, people need to be reminded, in my view, how fast it grows here and the quality we have, and how to really benefit our communities and bring rural and metro Oregon together. Right now, that gap is increasing instead of closing.
And if people have comments or concerns they want to make to the agency, is that something that can still happen?
Yes, and they can go online, and just the Oregon Department of Forestry comment period for the Habitat Conservation Plan and the 645,000 acres that the taxpayers of Oregon own, and how we can best impact and influence their decisions. It has everything to do from salvage. That's part of the entire mix, is that on the federal forest, we can't get in and harvest that timber. They run the clock out on a 2-year period. The timber sits there and wastes. When you don't have those trees go to the mill, then we don't have the money to rehab and reforest, and that's just tragic for future generations.
All right, State Representative Court Boyce, out of time for now, but thanks for being on this morning.
Have a good day, Kyle. Thank you again.
8:40 at the Morning Report.